The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Mem Hei. Gemara here in Nozer Daf Mem Hei quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says that when a Nozer is Migalech, when he goes into the Azara, and he brings his karbonis, so he's mechuyev to shave all the hair on his head, there's a mitzvah tiglachas. So the Gemara says, the pasuk that commands the Nozer to perform this tiglachas says, v'shochtoy pesach oy homoyed. So the pasuk says that these avodas and the tiglachas must be done in the opening, the pesach of the oy homoyed. The opening of the Azara pash pshat means the opening, the place where one enters the Azara. And the Gemara says that you would think that the tiglachas of the Nozer has to be done, performed in the actual Azara, because that's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that the tiglachas needs to be done Pesach Oyomay, which is in the Azara itself. Says the Gemara, Amritim Kain, it can't be. Derech Bezoyinu. Because it is a Bezoyin. It would be a Bezoyin for the Nozer to go shave all the hair on his head in the middle of the Azara. And since it's a Bezoyin, therefore it's not done in the Azara. Later on, the Gemara says that it's done as a special lishka. It's done in the Ezras Noshim, or in the room on the side of the Ezras Noshim, and therefore the pasuk is. We don't explain the pasuk kipshutei. We don't explain the civil pshat in the pasuk. It's not. We don't take it literally. And instead, the nozer does not perform this tiglachas in the actual azar. And the Gemara continues. It's a question of what the girsa is. If it's the member of Rabbi Yoshi, or if this is a continuation of the Tanakama. The Gemara says, the Torah says, Lisal b'maylis al mizbech. You know that the Torah says there's a lav, a person, the kohen, when he does the avodah, is not allowed to climb up steps to get to the top of the mizbech. And that's why, instead of steps going up to the top of the mizbech, there was a kevish, there was a ramp. And the pasuk says the reason why a person is not supposed to climb up steps, because asher lo yisigale ervas ha'olav, it's going to cause his erva, private parts of his body, to become revealed. So therefore, we're makbid that you should not walk up steps when you go up to the Azara. So the Gemara says, if over the year we're very makbid for any trace of a design, even though it's not really a design, it's not really, he's wearing clothing, there's no gili erva, there's no real, there's no part of the person's body is really being revealed. So kavul choymer, the derech bezoyin, that the derech bezoyin over here of a nozer, which is a true bezoyin, which is an actual bezoyin to shave the hair on his head, therefore it is not performed in the Azara, and instead it's done outside the Azara. We find in the Paiskim, just bring in an interesting halacha that we see from this Gemara. In the Sefer Stechemed, in his Mareches about Beis HaKnesses, Ois Yud brings from the Sefer Shulchan Gevoya that there was a minig in Klal Yisrael to perform an upsharon, to cut the first time that a person's, a boy's hair on his head is cut, when he turns three years old, there was a minig to perform the upsharon. So the Shulchan Gevoya brings that there was a minig to perform the ceremony of cutting the hair of the kid, the 3 year old boy, in the Beis HaKnesses. It was done inside the shul. So this Nechemet brings from the Leiv Chaim, Sefer Leiv Chaim of Rav Chaim Palaji, that says he doesn't like this minig. This minig is not appropriate. It's not appropriate for a haircut to be given in the shul. Why? Because we find over here in the Gemara says that it's not appropriate for the tiglachas of a nozer to take place inside the oil meid. Pesach oil meid is not appropriate for it to be done inside the Azara. Therefore, we see that it's a bezoyin, and a bezoyin should not be done inside the Azara. So too, a Beis HaKnesses also has Kedusha. And since there is Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, it's not appropriate to do something which is a bezoyin inside the Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, he disagrees with this minig, and according to him, this should not be done. That's the Leiv Chaim that's brought down in the Stechemet. There are those who want to say that just like we find in the Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha, and therefore upsharon should not be done in the Beis HaKnesses, so too is a minig to go to a certain kvarim, and people go to Meron and do the upsharon by the Kever of Shimra Yechai. So there are those who say that since the Kvarim also have a certain element of Kedusha, it's not appropriate to perform the actual Tiglachas, the actual cutting of the hair in the actual place of the Kever. Instead, it should be done at a distance, should be done outside, shouldn't be done right by the Kever. According to these opinions, that it would be awesome to have a haircut in a Beis HaKnesses. Who has it over there? So, from Rita, it would seem that this is a very clear ayah. Just like we find that it's a bizoin, the Gemara over here says that it is a bizoin for the nose to shave his head, so too, this would be a bizoin. And once it's a bizoin, it should be also in the Beis HaKnesses. However, there are those who say really, even when a nozer is not negalech in the Azorah, but Lamaisa, where does he shave his head? He does it in the Ezra's Noshim. Now the Ezra's Noshim, even though it doesn't have the same kedusha as the Azorah, however, it has more kedusha than other places. It's still part of Harabais. And we know there are certain halachas of Harabais. There's a mitzvah that say in the Torah Meir Mikdush, there are certain things that a person is not allowed to do anywhere in the Harabais. The Mishnah and the Bracha says a person is not allowed to walk with mitzvah shoes in the Harabais, not allowed to spit on the floor in the Harabais. A bunch of halachas that we are knowing in Harabais, even though they're not knowing in the actual Azar. And if we say that something which is a bezoyin, like shaving the hair of the Nazir, which is, since it's a bezoyin, it shouldn't be done in Azara, so then it shouldn't be done in the Ezra's Noshim either. And if we find that a person is allowed to do it in the Ezra's Noshim, even though Ezra's Noshim also has Kedusha, so then we might be able to suggest that Huadin would be mutter to perform these Tiglachas inside the Beis HaKnesses, because the Beis HaKnesses definitely has as much Kedusha, or most probably less Kedusha than Harabais. And if it's mutter in Harabais, it should surely be mutter in the Beis HaKnesses. So, Kinira, that to resolve this issue, this question, whether it really is an Isser of a getting a haircut, or performing a haircut in a Beis HaKnesses, would depend on how we would learn up this Gemara. Because we find that there is a interesting machloikis over here between the Rishonim about how to understand our Gemara. Our Gemara says that there is a bezoyin for a nozer to shave the hair on his head, to perform a tegula mitzvah, teglachas nozer, even though it's a mitzvah, it's a bezoyin for it to be done inside Azor. So first of all, the Mefarish over here, Rashi, says, what is the problem? What is the bezoyin? So Rashi says, the Rashi says, Rashi has an interesting shot over here. The Havamina of the Gemara was that he was going to perform the Tiglachas by the actual doorway to the Heichel. The Gemara was not discussing whether he should perform the Tiglachas somewhere in the Azorah. The question was that he should perform the Tiglachas mamish right by the Heichel. And that, Rashi says, that's a bezoyin. It's a bezoyin to be Megaleach right by the Heichel. So it would seem from Rashi that the bezoyin of the Nozir performing his Tiglachas is not necessarily because the actual action of the Tiglachas, the actual cutting of the hair, is something which is disgusting. It's something which is a bezoyin. The bezoyin is the fact that you're performing this action in this particular place. It's not the appropriate place to do such an action. It's a problem in the Mokam HaHechol. The Mokam HaHechol, the Pesach HaHechol, is not the right place for a person to do a Tiglachas. So therefore, he should do it somewhere else. When he does it in a different place, there, quite possibly, there's no bezoyin at all. If he would say such a thing, that the bezoyin of the nozir over here is not the bezoyin of the actual tiglachas. The actual tiglachas is not necessarily considered a bezoyin. Narvas, it's a bezoyin because of the place. So in such a case, if that would be the pshat in the Gemara, we could clearly say that a Beis HaKnesses, we have no proof that a tiglachas in a Beis HaKnesses is considered a bezoyin. It could possibly be that only a tiglachas in the Heichel is a bezoyin. So there's no proof in this Gemara to, according to this pshat, to say that it would be usur to have a haircut done in a Beis HaKnesses. We find a similar deed from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Naziris, Perches Halacha Gimel, says that the tiglachas of a nazir is not performed inside the Azara. It's done somewhere else. Says the Rambam, a person should not be migaleach opposite the doorway. of the Azor. Shizeh bizoyin mikdashu. This is a bizoyin to the mikdash. The Rambam doesn't say that the act of the tiglachas is a bizoyin. The Rambam says that doing the tiglachas is a bizoyin to the mikdash. The mashmois loshon of the Rambam would be that it's only a tiglachas, it's only a bizoyin because it's performed in this place. But to do it in Ezes Noshim or to do it somewhere else is not a bizoyin at all. And then we would be able to say, like we said, that possible that in the Beis HaKnesses there would be no bizoyin. However, the Rashi in Chumash brings down this drosha on this pasuk that is Gilach Pesach Oyel Moed in Perek Vav Pasuk Yiches. Rashi says that the reason why a nozer is not megaleach anywhere in the Azara is because it's a bizoyin. But the Rashi seems to imply differently. From Rashi in Chumash, it would seem that the gilach itself is considered something which is a bizoyin. In fact, we find there is a makor for someone to say that the actual gilach is a bizoyin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin at the end of the second paragraph of Beis that a person is not allowed to look at a melech, a king of Melech Yisrael, when he's getting a haircut because it's a bizoyin. To watch someone getting a haircut is considered a bizoyin. And since the halacha is that a person has to have the proper respect and the proper yirah for a melech, for a king, therefore it is not mutter for a regular person to look at a melech while he's having a haircut. So based on that gemara, we can say that that's the pshat in Rashi and Chumash. That Rashi and Chumash is saying that there is a, since the tiglachas of the nazir himself, wherever it's done, is a bizoyin, because the tiglachas itself is a act of a something which is a bizoyin. So therefore, we do not allow it in the Azara. So if we see from there that something which is a bizoyin cannot be done in a place that has kedusha, you're going to come and tell me that l'maisa is done, l'maisa we do the tiglachas of the nozer and the ezras noshim, even though, as we mentioned before, the ezras noshim has kedusha, but even though it doesn't have as much kedusha as the Beis HaMikdash, as the Heichel and as the Azara itself. However, that's not a proof, because the Torah says, the Gemara over here in Darshins, that the Teglachas of the Nozer needs to be done in the Mikdash. The Gemara over here has differences whether the Teglachas is done in the Mikdash or it's done in the Medina. The Nachkiminis Lahalocha. However, the bottom line is that there is a mitzvah for a Nozer to perform his Teglachas in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have a contradiction here. On the one hand, a Nozer can't be Megaleich in the Beis HaMikdash because the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha. And the Teglachas of a Nozer, according to this Shita, is always a bizarre. On the other hand, the Torah says it needs to be done. So if that's the case, so we would pick a place that doesn't have so much kedusha like the Ezra's notion, and we'll say, in such a place, it's mutter for the Nazir to be Mikaleich, and that's how he's going to be Mikaim the mitzvah of a Tiglachas in the Beis HaMikdash. However, there is no mitzvah, even though there might be a mitzvah, whatever Indian it is, to give somebody a haircut, and even possibly an upshar, would be some Indian of a mitzvah, but there is no mitzvah to have the upshar performed in the Beis HaKnesses. That there definitely is no mitzvah. For whatever reason that there existed such a minig, or for whatever reason people would want to perform the upshar in the Beis HaKnesses, however, there is no special mitzvah that would be done there. So therefore, we would not be able to learn out a heter for a person to perform even an upshar or any type of haircut in the Beis HaKnesses, because once we know that Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha, and according to this shita, this opinion of Rashi and Chumash, that any tiglachas is considered a bizoyin, so therefore that would be the opinion of the Leiv Chaim and those who hold that any tiglachas would be usur in the Beis HaKnesses.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.